I'm Dr. Alison Gifford, a paediatric registrar at Dundee University in Scotland. It's my pleasure to tell you about our study, which is the largest evaluation of a paediatric epilepsy training course that has been performed. Epilepsy affects around 10 million children across the world. 80% of people with epilepsy live in low and middle income countries. Recurrent seizures can be traumatic for both a child and their family. But the effects of epilepsy go beyond the seizures themselves. A seizure can occur at any time or place, meaning that injuries, burns, and even near drowning can occur. In some countries, seizures remain stigmatised, and children with epilepsy are often excluded from school. Epilepsy care varies hugely across the world. The difference between the number of children whose epilepsy could be controlled by medication and the number whose epilepsy currently is controlled by medication is called the diagnostic and treatment gap. A number of factors contribute to this, including the availability of hospital equipment and medication, and, importantly for this study, the availability of healthcare professionals who have received appropriate training in epilepsy care. A child living with epilepsy in a low or middle income country may struggle to access an epilepsy specialist. Their care is more likely to be delivered by non-specialists, typically at the primary healthcare level. The amount of epilepsy training that these non-specialists receive is highly variable. In 2005, the British Paediatric Neurology Association developed Paediatric Epilepsy Training, or PET, courses. Their aim was to improve the diagnosis and management of children with epilepsy and, ultimately, to reduce the treatment gap. More than 14,000 participants have attended courses in 17 countries across 5 continents. PET 1 is a one-day entry-level training course for all healthcare professionals who look after children with suspected epilepsy. Our multi-level evaluation from more than 7,000 delegates looked at feedback, knowledge gain, and changes in clinical practice after a PET 1 course. Delegates showed high course satisfaction and a significant improvement in knowledge after the course. Importantly for children with epilepsy and their families, 98% of participants who responded to our survey had changed their clinical practice in the 6 months after the course. This included over 70% reporting improvements in their history taking, and almost a quarter no longer prescribing anti-seizure medicines for febrile seizures, preventing over-treatment and side effects in children who do not have epilepsy.
Prior to PET, we're receiving many referrals from all over the country. Some were epilepsy, some were non-epileptic. And now, with people's knowledge in epilepsies and even non-epileptic seizures being a bit higher than before, they are sending cases all right, but they are asking questions, are these epileptic or non-epileptic? So not every child is getting medications for their seizures. Some, the doctors are just confirming if these are epileptic or non-epileptic. Many children are also getting improved care.
We also found that PET has an impact beyond the individuals who have attended the course. 64% of participants reported making changes to the clinical service at their place of work, including developing dedicated paediatric epilepsy clinics and improving prolonged seizure management. 68% of respondents had initiated or improved epilepsy training in their local hospital. Not only that, but the British Paediatric Neurology Association now trains and supports overseas partners to run the PET course themselves, resulting in a cascade of teaching and evidence-based care. By changing healthcare workers' clinical practice and inspiring clinical service improvements, PET is improving children's chances of receiving an accurate diagnosis for their seizures and, vitally, the medication that will help improve their quality of life. Across all of the measures of change analysed in this study, the effect was more pronounced in low and middle income countries. This highlights the important role PET plays in filling the training gap for healthcare professionals in childhood epilepsy management, and its potential to help to narrow the huge disparities in care that exist across the world. The course was recently recognised in the World Health Organization's technical brief on improving the lives of people with epilepsy. The British Paediatric Neurology Association will continue working with partners around the world to ensure the rollout of the course in the many countries where it is needed.